With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. American and Israeli forces showing no mercy to Iran's military-backed dictatorship as the U.S. warns that attacks on Iran will intensify as a full week of hostilities draws to a close.
Israeli airstrikes are pounding the capitals of Iran and Lebanon as the U.S. apparently struck an Iranian drone carrier at sea, intensifying its campaign targeting the Islamic Republic's warships. Iran launched new retaliatory attacks early Friday against neighboring countries that host U.S. forces. There have been no immediate reports of casualties. Tehran has warned of the destruction of the Middle East's military and economic infrastructure, and the war has rattled financial markets. The latest strikes mark a full week of attacks affecting countries across the Middle East. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And some of the Americans trapped in the Middle East have managed to make it home, arriving at San Francisco International Airport. Kelly DeGarmo tells KGO News her group had to try for multiple flights before finally getting one that wasn't canceled.
Getting stuck there. We had a flight on Sunday, canceled. Monday, canceled. Tuesday, canceled. We have flights for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday still.
Did we have to cancel?
Everybody was very, very kind. We were very safe. The hotels were kind.
She arrived on a flight from Dubai. Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma says he is very excited at the prospect of serving as the next Homeland Security Secretary. President Trump nominating him for the job after firing embattled HHS Secretary Kristi Noem. She had faced growing criticism over her leadership of the agency. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red so far. Dow futures down 81 points. The Nasdaq futures are off 87 points. This is SRN News. Families are moving to red states.
According to a new study from the Institute for Family Studies, conservative states are attracting more young couples with children because housing prices there are lower. The report says, quote, both red and blue states are watching the share of residents age 60 or over grow, but the blue states are losing 20-somethings and kids. Southern states saw nearly 6% rise in the number of married couples with young children over the last 5 years. Michael Harrington reporting.
An independent researcher is asserting that a marble bust of Christ in a Roman church is by Michelangelo. It is the latest purported attribution to the Renaissance genius, one of the most imitated artists in the world. Michelangelo focused on biblical themes in his most famous work, including the iconic Statue of David in Florence, as well as the ceiling of the world-famous Sistine Chapel. This is SRN News. Marsha, your house, it's a historical landmark.
The L.A. City Council has voted unanimously to designate the so-called Brady Bunch House in the San Fernando Valley as a historic cultural monument. The vote grants landmark protections to the house on Dilling Avenue that was used for exterior shots of the TV sitcom that ran from 1969 to 1974. Interior scenes were shot on a soundstage with sets that bore no resemblance to the property that became a photo op magnet for Brady Bunch fans. The landmark status protects the home built in 1959 from demolition or major renovation, but doesn't prohibit them. Keith Peters reporting.
Clocks will skip ahead 1 hour at 2 a.m. Sunday for daylight saving time in most of the U.S., creating a 23-hour day. It throws off sleep schedules, plunges early morning dog walks into darkness, inspires millions of complaints. More details, srnnews.com.